It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. Mr. McFeely came over here last night and asked if he could do something fun for me. A kind of secret, he said. I said, sure. And now today he told me what it was. He has made a treasure hunt for us in this place. And the first clue, he gave me this just a little while ago, this is the first clue to the treasure hunt. And this says, somewhere between picture and picture. That's where we find the next clue. So do you suppose it's somewhere in here? These are two pictures. I don't think so. I think it's somewhere else in this room. Now here's a picture of trolleys, but I don't see anything in between there. Where would you think? Somewhere between picture and picture. Picture, picture, maybe. Oh, here. Look at that. Be a sandman in the daytime. Look at the back of it. That's sandpaper. Mr. McFeely, clever. Clever. Well, what would that mean, be a sandman in the daytime? Maybe the sandbox. Maybe the next clue's in the sandbox. Let's look for it. Treasure hunt. He knows I like my sandbox. And here's the box I used last time. What's this? That must be the clue. Doesn't say anything on it, though. I'll pull this and see if...
Fish have to eat.
Fish have to eat. What would that mean? Oh, maybe my fish inside. Let's go see. Fish have to eat. Fish have to eat. I guess that means I should feed the fish. Here you are. I don't see any clue there. Oh, look here. Look here. Where do you usually keep your milk? Mr. McFeely has clues everywhere. Where do we usually keep the milk? Refrigerator. Do you see anything here in the refrigerator? Looked like a clue to you? Well, look at that. Looks like a swing. Oh, there's something written on the bottom of it. Swing low, sweet yellow. Swing low, sweet yellow. Well, the only swing I know is the one that's out in the porch. Shall we go look there? This is fun. Out on the porch and see if there's something there at the swing. Swing. Swing low, sweet low. Better look low. Look. What does this say? Your treasures in your sweater pocket. Not in that one. Nothing in that one. Well, let's just go inside and see. Might be in a different sweater. This is about the same color. A balloon. Your treasures in your sweater pockets. It's a balloon. I'm gonna try to blow that up. After all that, I can't even make the treasure work. Do you ever get angry? Ever feel mad? Well, what do you do about it? Oh, there's the phone. Oh. Hello? Mr. McPhee? Yeah, but I can't blow it up. Both pockets? No, can you hold on? Just a minute. He said to look in both pockets. Oh. It's a picture. It's a picture of someone with balloons. Balloon artist. Any minute? That's the treasure? I see. Well, thank you, Mr. McFeely. Is this his name here on the back? Bruce Franco? Well, we'll be waiting for him. Oh, we will. And thanks again for the hunt and the treasure. Bye-bye. This is the person who makes things with balloons. So let's just go out and wait for him. I imagine Bruce Franco will be able to use this balloon. Come along. Try this once more. Still can't do it.
Oh.
So you're our treasure.
Hi, Fred.
I'm so glad to see you.
Mr. McFeely said he was going to give you a treasure hunt today.
Well, that's true, and I'd like you to meet my television neighbor. This is Bruce Franco.
Hello.
I found this balloon at the end of the treasure hunt, as well as your picture, and I can't blow it up.
Oh, here, let me set my bag down here.
Is this one you could blow up?
Yeah, these are special balloons, and they take lots of practice.
Oh, you stretch it.
You stretch it first, and you take a deep breath.
You must know a lot about balloons.
Well, I've been playing with balloons for a long time, and I've always loved balloons.
Even from the time you were a little boy?
Ever since I was a little boy, I started with balloons. And, of course, you have to start with the easy ones to blow up with
I
first.
I guess so.
I'd like to make something out of this for you, if I may.
Would you? Please.
Okay. This is something that my son, Timmy, enjoys a lot. He's 3 years old. It's a simple balloon, but yet it's something that he could play with. It's a circle.
May I have it?
You sure can.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Since this was a treasure hunt, I would like to make a few treasures for you, Frank.
Please.
Okay, let me go down in my bag here. And maybe you could give me a hand.
Be glad to.
First of all, we need our balloons.
Wow, a lot of balloons.
Oh, yeah, I blow up quite a few each day. Parties and schools and all. I know there's a lot of colors.
Uh-huh.
And plus, something that you may not think I need. Gloves.
Why do you wear gloves, Bruce?
When I made that circle, you may have noticed that it did some squeaking.
Squeaking?
And disrupted fingers. And sometimes that's a little scary, even for me. And with the gloves, it makes it a lot quieter.
Uh-huh.
Here, let me stick the other one on, and we'll make a special.
Look at all these colors.
Well, let's start off with a yellow balloon.
Right.
Right there. We're just going to blow this up a little bit. Like so, and give it a little twist. And now I'm going to stick my finger down into it and pull it out. Give it a twist. And we have a flower. There we are. Now let's find a pink one.
Oh, you do that?
The many boys and girls I make balloons for, this is actually the most popular balloon that I make.
Aren't you afraid that's going to break?
Sometimes they do. And
what do you do with when they do break?
I save them. To me, all the balloons are special. And even the broken ones, I save them.
Uh-huh.
You can make things. You may not be able to make an animal, but you can make... sometimes I take the pieces of the balloon and I put over a can or a jar, make a little drum.
Mm-hmm.
Other times I take the pieces and make a collage or a picture with the balloons. And no balloons are wasted. All of them are fun. And as I was talking there, I made a little head. It's going to be a teddy bear.
A little teddy
bear. And let's see, we need this flower right here because this teddy bear is going to be holding the flower. Right over here, like this. And like I mentioned earlier, the teddy bear is the most popular balloon. And just with a few more twists, we have the whole teddy bear.
Look at that lovely balloon sculpture.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's a broken one right over here, and I'm going to put this in my pocket, and I'll save it for later.
Uh-huh.
Let's take a red one, and we stretch it first. And make a little twist like this.
Gonna make another circle?
Uh-huh. One more circle, but we're gonna do something with this circle. Let's give it a little. I started making balloons when I was quite young. My mom saw a gentleman make a poodle for her one time, and she asked me if I could learn how to do that. And I did, and ever since then, I've been making more and more different balloons, and we have a heart.
A heart, yeah.
Now, if we take this teddy bear with the flower and just...
And giving a lot of people pleasure.
It does, Brad. It really does. We have a teddy bear with a flower and a heart. Now, the most important thing.
What are you going to give him now?
A smile.
A smile.
A smile. You always give people happy balloons.
What a treasure that is.
Well, I would like to give you this treasure, Brad.
Oh, thank
Since
you very much, Bruce. I'm very pleased to have been able to see you work this.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Fred. And I noticed that my watch here is getting rather late, and I have to go to a school and show some more boys and girls some of my balloon art. So I better be going.
I hope you'll come back, and I thank you.
I would love to.
For showing us your fine work.
Thank you, Fred. Bye-bye.
Talented man. Let's go inside. He's practiced for years to make things like this. What an artist he is. Let's have some make-believe. Get the trolley. Trolley. Let's make believe something about balloons. And let's also pretend that Lady Elaine will eventually tell Mr. Aber what her secret has been. Are you ready for some make believe? What about you, Trolley? All right. to the neighborhood of make-believe. Yes, Charlie. You know your Aunt Sarah is interested in artificial flowers.
Yes, that's why I got this balloon flower for her.
It's very cleverly done.
I think so, too.
But what if all the air would go out of it?
It would be an airless flower.
I see no use in that.
But you like it the way it is now, don't you?
I do, yes.
Well, then, why don't you just enjoy looking at it the way it is now, without worrying about the way it will look when the air is out of it.
There is some merit to your unconventional ways, Niece Balloon.
Thank you, sire.
Oh, here comes another balloon person, rather a balloon dog, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Do you like balloons too, Valdog?
Oh, yeah, I love balloons. You know what else I like to do with a balloon? I like to burst them.
How wasteful.
Well, I don't do it very often, King Friday. Mm. And I just like to do it sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I only do it to my own. I never burst anyone else's balloon.
I see.
Ooh, it makes me jump when I hear a balloon pop.
Yeah, it's surprising, isn't it?
I'll say.
I have some matters at state to which I must attend. You may be excused. Farewell.
Wait, King Friday.
Yes?
Would you like a crown?
A crown?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my official one suffices. Thank you.
Well, this one's real light.
Yes. I leave you both to your air-filled play.
Farewell, Uncle Friday.
Farewell, King Friday. You know, Lady Evelyn, I'd like to take one of these balloons down to Daniel's clock.
Oh, want some company?
Sure.
I love to visit Daniel.
Oh, so do I. Want a dance over?
A balloon dance.
Yes. Here we go. I have a surprise for you, Daniel.
What? What is it?
Well, close your eyes, and I'll tell you when to look, okay?
All right. Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, it's making a noise. Oh, it sounds like the wind. Oh, it's close by.
Oh, okay, you can look now, Daniel.
All right. Oh, a big balloon!
Oh, Daniel, why are you going inside?
The balloon might pop.
He wouldn't like that.
Well, what if it does?
It might scare me.
Well, it's all right if it scares you.
But I want to be brave.
Well, Daniel, maybe you are brave.
How can I be brave if I get scared sometimes?
Well, maybe you're brave and you don't know you're brave. What do you think, Lady Evelyn?
I think I'm very proud of you two brave friends.
We're brave?
Of course.
I'm brave?
Well, sure you are, Daniel.
I know you are.
Oh, you two certainly know how to make a cowardly tiger feel good. Mm-hmm. Want to come inside my clock for a visit?
No, I have to go to Westwood myself. But I'll come visit again, though, Daniel.
I'd like to come inside,
Oh,
Daniel.
Good, and we can play.
Yes, we can play about scared and brave or anything else you want to play about.
Okay, come on.
We'll see you later, Bob Dog.
Yes, as soon as I see you, you'll see me.
It's a deal. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Daniel, here's one that says to yourself.
Oh, hi, Bob Dog.
Hey, neighbor Aver.
Are you ballooning it today?
Oh, yes, I like balloons. In fact, you can have this little O for your own self.
Oh, well, thank you. Sure. I'm on my way to visit Lady Elaine.
Oh, what's happening with her today?
Well, you can be sure it's something. She wouldn't tell me yesterday, but she called and said she'd be waiting for me for sure today.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm going to give this one to Mayor Maggie. What do you think?
I think she'll love it, especially coming from one of her favorite dogs.
Oh, well, thanks. Huh? Happy days.
Oh, thank you, Bob Dog.
So long, bye-bye. Neighbor Aber.
Hello.
Hi, Lady Elaine.
Sorry about last time.
Maybe we can make up for it today.
I'm in need of a song, right off the bat.
You want me to sing a song?
You know how, don't you?
Yes, but really...
Well, there's nothing wrong with needing a song, is there?
Well, I guess not. What kind of song would you like?
That one about butterflies.
Butterflies?
Butterflies in your heart.
Oh, when your heart has butterflies inside it?
That's it. I'm listening.
When your heart has butterflies inside it, then your heart is full of love. When your heart feels just like overflowing, then your heart is full of love. Love is fragile as your tears. Love is stronger than your fears. When your heart beats for a special someone, then your heart is full of love. When your heart has room for everybody, then your heart is full of love.
You can sure do it, Toots.
Oh, thanks. I think.
Love in your heart. That's a kind of secret, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. A good one to tell.
I'll say.
Why, did you ever think of starting a secret museum, Lady Elaine?
How do you mean?
A museum full of secrets. Hmm. You seem to be very interested in secrets.
Oh, sure, I love secrets. Did you ever think about getting married?
Oh, once or twice, I guess. Did you?
Of course. I thought I was engaged to Corny one time.
Really? What happened?
Turned out to be a mistake.
Ah. Well, you'd certainly make an interesting bride, my friend.
You think?
Oh, I know.
Well, when?
Oh, whenever you have your wedding.
How about the next full moon?
I'd like to be there.
Of course you'll be there.
Are you keeping it a secret?
For a little while. I'm so excited I could fly.
Better leave all this neighborhood flying to X the house. Well, I'll see you later, Lady Elaine.
Oh,
incidentally, here. This is for you.
Oh, thanks, Toots. maybe I should call you Charles.
Oh, you're very welcome. Mm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now. Whew, the first balloon ring in history. Boy, do I have a lot to do before the next full moon. When your heart has...
Oh. Do you think so, Charlie? Well, you're a very perceptive machine.
What do you think Lady Elaine might be planning? She seemed so excited. You know, Bruce Franco said that there were some balloons that were easier to use than these. I think I have some in the kitchen. Just gonna take a look. Here's one. Just gonna try this. Oh, that makes me feel better. Still keep thinking about Mr. Abers singing. When your heart beats for a special someone, then your heart is full of love. When your heart has room for everybody, then your heart is full of love. Did you ever feel all full of love? Feel really good about yourself? Able to feel good about everybody you meet? That's a wonderful feeling. I'll be back next time, fish. Then your heart is full of bear. Mr. Abers says that the love that's inside your heart is a good secret to tell. It can give you a very good feeling when you're able to tell somebody you love them. A very good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day. You know how? By just your being yourself. There's only one person in the whole world like you. That's you yourself. And people can like you exactly as you are. I have lots of things to take with me. I'll be back next time.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.